aviation fans, it is Aviation News here, and today we will be talking about merges. So this is mergers part two. As you may know, I talked about mergers a little bit last time, but this time we're going to get into the full part. Like, yeah. So anyway, merging is a, if you guys don't know what merging means, this now the time I will tell you. Merging is a collaboration with airlines or airlines joining together. Horizon Air and Alaska have had some history together. Like you may know, Alaska Horizon is a new part of Alaska Airlines and their fleet. But there are some, like I said last time, there would be some deadly merges. American and U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways got bought by American, which is very surprising. Southwest and AirTran. I think Southwest is better, but AirTran, man, they were good back in the day. What is another one? United and Continental Airlines. Yeah. That was a surprising one. I've never been on Continental, but I think it's kind of like the old United Airlines. I mean, they look the same, so I don't really know what the difference is between them. But I will find that out eventually. So I'm gonna get into merges that I thought would happen. So back in like 2015, I kind of thought that Hawaiian and Alaska would go because they were both like literally the same airline to me in terms of cleanliness, liveries, because Hawaiian doesn't have that many liveries. I don't think I have any liveries, to be exact. I'll have to find that out. So there have been some deadly merges, you know. Delta, Northwest was cool. Midwest got took over by Frontier, which was super sad because we used to ride Midwest all the time up to Milwaukee or Wisconsin, Madison even. But Air Canada, I don't think they've had any merges. If they have, tell me if they have. But there's been a lot of merges that have been super sad and super painful. Predictions for Virgin America and Alaska. I think Alaska will take them over. If not, that'll be super surprising. I'm not really ever been on Virgin America, but Alaska I heard is pretty good. And so is Virgin America. A little bit though, guys. So, United Continental, Southwest and AirTran, American and U.S. Airways, they've been good. I mean, that's been pretty reasonable merges, except for American and U.S. Airways. American and U.S. Airways have not, they've been battling. That's all I gotta say. They have been battling to the core. So, imagine being American Airlines, having people that hate you, then have a U.S. Airways that is thriving. I mean, what can you do? U.S. Airways got bought. They didn't have enough money to buy American Airlines. America West got bought by U.S. Airways, which helped improve U.S. Airways' fleet. So this one's going to be about, like I said, this one's going to be about merges, but we're going to get into, fleets and how merges have impacted fleets over the years. Alaska, they got their A320 and the A321neo from Virgin America. Hawaiian, I don't know how the heck they got theirs. United improved the fleet by Continental. Midwest and Frontier. Frontier's always had a good fleet, I gotta say. They've only had A320s, A319s, and A321s. And A319s, A319s, A320s, and A321s. All almost Neos. So, sorry about that, guys. Southwest and AirTran. Southwest is probably never going to get another aircraft other than the 737, which is not going to be a surprise, because Southwest is probably just wanting to maintain their 737s and just keep them and just never have another aircraft, another different aircraft again. Now let's talk about why some certain airlines don't have 737s. Well, Frontier is just focused on their CRJ and A320 or Airbus fleet. So they have Airbus and they also have Bombardier. Yeah, I knew that. I forgot about that, guys. So sorry about that. But yeah. So what I'm trying to say to you guys is that these airlines that I'm about to list do not have 737s. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Frontier, Hawaiian, American Airlines, like American, U.S. U.S. Airways did, but I didn't. I mean, I'll still count them. I mean, I won't count them. It's just, yeah. So Frontier and Hawaiian are the only ones, I think, that have not had a 737 that I think of. And I'm just going to list two today. Why? Because, I mean, Hawaiian, you can't. They do have 717s. And 767s and A320s and A321s, but they do not have a 737 because 737s are not that fuel efficient. You get me? Like, they're not that fuel efficient. And I guess they're trying to make fuel efficient aircraft, but the 717 and the 767 are not fuel efficient either. But the Airbus fleet is. So Hawaiian Airlines, you need to make more fuel-efficient aircraft. Now there are some merges that required a fuel-efficient aircraft. Let me list some. Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air. Southwest and AirTran. Frontier and Midwest. Yeah, but I think we're getting a little too deep into this. So, well, we're going to keep it simple. Let's talk about why mergers are so important for why mergers are so important and that they are benefiting the airline that is getting ready to buy another airline. And why the other airline that is about to get bought is downgrading them. But can also benefit them. So we'll talk about that. Okay. The other airline that is about to buy another airline. We're just going to use American and U.S. Airways in this one right now. In this scenario. So, American and U.S. Airways. American is benefiting them because they are getting more out of U.S. Airways' fleet. And they're getting more money out of U.S. Airways' money. So, it's downgrading U.S. Airways' money. It is downgrading their fleet. And their money, because Americans taking more of their planes, or more of their aircraft, and more of their money, which causes U.S. Airways to get bankrupt. You get me? They caused the other airline to get bankrupt. So that's why it does not benefit the other airline that is about to get bought. And the reason why they get bought is because they take, eventually, the other airline, American, will take all their money and then use it against them. Get me? They will use their own money against them. So, that's why it does not do any good to the other airline that's about to get bought, or the smaller airline. But anyway, American didn't even get that much out of their fleet. Before American Airlines bought them, bought U.S. Airways, they didn't have 757s. Well, yeah, they did, but they didn't have A330s. They didn't have A321s. They didn't even have A320s. But then they bought U.S. Airways, which got them those aircraft. So U.S. Airways got taken over because of American using their own money, using U.S. Airways' own money against them, against their airline, against U.S. Airways' airline, their own airline. And U.S. Airways getting robbed because American took their planes. And I mean all of them. Some may still be in the junkyard, but them CRJs were party American or part of U.S. Airways. Until American got bought. I mean, until U.S. Airways got bought. Sorry. So, all those other airlines that might be merging, like, I can see Hawaiian and Alaska merging because of other reasons, but I can also see Spirit Airlines and JetBlue merging. Because, I mean, yeah, I can just see it in a lot of different ways, but let's not get too complicated here. I'll tell you maybe next episode. But we're coming to the end of this episode. Thank you guys for listening, if you have already. This is not over. Merging is not over. I will have to say, sadly, merging part 3 will probably come season 2. So don't get, you might want to get hyped, because season 2 is going to be, I'm going to come back with a lot more for you guys, and a lot more talking about, you know, we left off on. So, in Spirit and JetBlue. So, stay tuned. Spirit and JetBlue are probably going to merge. If you want to hear more about Spirit and JetBlue, stay tuned for maybe next season. I might come up with some pop-up episodes in my podcast about Spirit and JetBlue, and maybe some updates. Maybe they might not update. I mean, they might not merge, but my prediction is that they will. If not, it'll be Alaska and JetBlue. Although Virgin America is already going to get taken over by Alaska because of how strong Alaska is and how good they are. Another merge to get you guys hyped is probably going to be Sun Country Airlines and Delta. So we're going to leave it off on that until next season. Sun Country and Delta Airlines are going to probably, I'm going to predict that they're going to merge. And Delta's going to get, Sun Country's going to get destroyed. And if you guys heard already that Sun Country came out with a new livery, so props to them. Congratulations. You guys deserved it. Because although the other one looked good, this one is time for, I mean, it's time for an upgrade, so good for you guys, got a new livery. Make sure you guys follow me on my podcast, and thank you guys. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. We'll see you guys later. Peace.